digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win Namamuli 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuandi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
Mokuwile Chief Dom Trust dismisses allegations of denying cooperatives mining access. Brian Munduwile condemns political violence against Given Luvinda at Phoenix FM and denies rift between PF presidential hopefuls. In global news, former Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga dies in India, aged 80. Good afternoon. My name is Constance Mwezinawinga with the Phoenix FM News at 13 hours. The details. The Mokuwile Chiefdom Trust has missed allegations of denying access to mining areas, specifically targeting the Fiakufo-Lobola-Fie Cooperative. This follows concerns raised by the UPND over events at Mutwe wa Ng'ombe Gold Mine in Impika District, where the cooperative, despite holding a valid mining license and meeting all requirements, was reportedly prevented from operating by individuals, including police officers from the Tazara Police Station. The ruling party argues that such actions undermine President Hakainde Hichilema's directives and government policies aimed at restoring order and accountability in the mining sector. However, Mokuwile Chiefdom Trust acting spokesperson Thomas Ngandu tells Phoenix News that the cooperative is free to occupy its licensed area once it obtains customary consent from Chief Mokuwile. Mr. Ngandu has reaffirmed that Chiefdom's commitment to formalizing illegal mining activities, citing recent efforts undertaken at Danger Hill Mine. He has further clarified that all holders of exploration and mining rights within the Chiefdom have never been denied access to their sites, and has encouraged them to engage the Trust or the Chief's office for any clarifications or dispute resolutions.
ZEMA approvals are all issued by government through its established statutory bodies. Once a person is granted the exploration or mining rights and obtains all other compliance prerequisites, the Mines and Mineral Development Act No. 11 of 2015 provides that a customary consent be obtained from the chief in whose area the exploration or mining rights falls under before commencement of any activity. The issue concerning their follow-on as a cooperative, where they have alleged that they have been denied access to the area of operation, is surprising and indeed shocking. The chiefdom has never denied access to anyone holding exploration and mineral rights and all documentation that are required for them to access their area of operation.
Patriotic Front PF Central Committee member Brian Munduwile has strongly condemned political violence and distanced himself from the disruption of Phoenix FM's Let the People Talk program by suspected political cadres yesterday. Speaking to the media in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Munduwile described the incident as unfortunate, particularly the suggestion that he had sent cadres to interfere with a program involving a party colleague. The PF 2026 presidential aspirant says that while challenges within political parties are expected, violence is no place in Zambia's political space, while condemning anyone who may have provided resources to fund the disruptions. Mr. Munduwile has also dismissed rumors of tensions between himself and the party's acting president, Given Luvinda, stressing that his immediate focus remains national crisis management, not internal party conflicts. He has assured the public that he and all other PF presidential aspirants maintain a good working relationship, signaling a unified party despite the ongoing contest for the presidency.
So mine, as a politician and a presidential aspirant, I wouldn't waste time to gather thugs and set them on a colleague, on an acting president of my party, a big brother. That's inconceivable. To even start thinking like that is very, very unfortunate. So we wish to condemn all those that think violence has its place in today's politics. Today, people believe in dialogue. People believe that disputes must be handled through dialogue. And today, what is very urgent that every politician, every leader worth their salt should be focused on is finding solutions for the many challenges that this country faces today.
In more news, the Zambia Information Communication Technology Authority, ZICTA, has stepped up sensitization activities to educate learners on the responsible use of digital platforms during Child Justice Week. The first sessions were held at Kansanshi Secondary and Kaniki Primary Schools in Ndola today, where ZICTA's Copperbelt Regional Officer, Christabel Langamu, emphasized the importance of cautious and knowledgeable use of digital media. Ms. Langamu has warned learners against the reckless sharing of pornographic content and encouraged them to explore e-learning platforms available on the ZICTA website to support their studies.
Specifically in the digital platform, you use them correctly and effectively. There is so much for you to learn on the digital platform. For those in grade 10 up to 12, ZICTA has created an e-learning platform with the five core subjects: biology, chemistry, mathematics, English, and physics. That is a productive way of using the internet, because when you get onto that platform, you will find curriculum-based information on that, on those subjects, including assessment.
And speaking at the same event, Drug Enforcement Commission DEC Senior Investigations Officer Nancy Maboshe urged learners to protect their well-being by avoiding drug and substance abuse, stressing that everyone is accountable under the law and no one is above it.
The DEC will not spare you because you are not above the law. Apart from teaching, you are risking some of you being sent to prison by breaking the law. So we encourage you to keep yourself safe. For those of you that are struggling with quitting drug and substance abuse, maybe you are already into the vice, and despite learning or getting information on the dangers and stuff, you have it hard to quit. As DEC, we do not just arrest. We also offer drug counseling, drug testing. Come through and seek that help. When you come for that help, you are not a suspect, you are a client.
Meanwhile, Masala Police Station Child Protection Officer Mwaka Mutombo has called on learners to take responsibility for their actions while encouraging them to take positive decisions and stay clear of conflicts with the law. Governance activist Ruben Lifuka is urging the government to adopt principles that go beyond the standard polluter pays policy, which he says continues to have serious repercussions for residents in provinces hosting mining operations. Speaking to Phoenix News, Ms. Lifuka says the current system of compensating communities when companies are found at fault is insufficient and has called for a more robust mechanism to ensure lasting justice and sustainable development for affected areas. He has also urged government ministries to hold CEOs and decision makers accountable for malpractice in mining projects, arguing that direct consequences for those in charge would improve corporate conduct and enforce personal responsibility. Ms. Lifuka has recommended professional sanctions against mining activities that fail to meet ethical and environmental standards, further emphasizing the need for a community development protection fund to support affected communities. He says the fund would safeguard community interests, ensure mining projects align with international best practices, and move beyond one-time compensation while creating a sustainable framework to protect both current residents and future generations.
This was around sustainable development, to ensure that companies take into account intergenerational equity. The fact that whatever they are doing today in mining and in running their different companies, we should not leave the environment worse off for future generations, for posterity. Similarly, the sanctions for pollution need to be lifted. Chief executives of companies that are found to be wanting should take personal responsibility for the lack of appropriate measures put in place to mitigate against pollution. But they should know that they'll